Flooding last month knocked out the ability of two dams to make electricity, but one of them is back in production. Minnesota Power spokesman Pat Mullen says they need to assess the damage at all four dams before fixing it.
This is a big deal, so we look to make sure that we've got both dam integrity and reservoir integrity, and so we look at a number of things as we go through these hydro reviews. Right now, we've hired several different hydro consulting firms that specialize in different areas. They are making the assessment right now.
Mullen calls this a critical period for the dams and reservoirs on the St. Louis River, Lake Superior's largest tributary. The Thompson Hydroelectric Station won't be able to produce power for several weeks, which produces about 2% of Minnesota Power's electricity. Meanwhile, Mullen says Minnesota Power workers are chipping in to help neighboring towns pick up the pieces.
We're pleased that the dams held, that the integrity of the river system was operating the way it was supposed to. We think overall that helped control flooding to a point where it wasn't worse than what it was. But on the other hand, you can't help but feel empathy and sympathetic for how much tragedy this has caused along its wake.
In addition to giving the dams a close examination with dive teams, Mullen says the Federal Energy Regulation Commission has to sign off on all repair plans since it has oversight of generating plants. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.